Many of us may have experienced a situation where we're sitting in the living room, we walk into the kitchen, and we think to ourselves, I remember the words of a song from the 1960s or 70s or 80s, but I don't remember why I came into the kitchen. We wonder if the apostles had the same thing going on in their heads when we read today's gospel, because in the first reading, Isaiah is talking about the suffering servant as it applies to Jesus. And 4 weeks ago, the gospel of Matthew in chapter 9 talked about the same thing we hear at the end of today's gospel, where Jesus told them that he had to suffer and die, and that they had to be part of what he was doing in order to be his disciples. But they didn't seem to either want to admit that, they wanted to put it in the background, or maybe they're just like us, they just don't remember. And so the gospel begins with James and John asking for a prominent place in heaven. They're thinking in the kingdom they want to be seated first because they're important disciples of Jesus. And Jesus says it doesn't work that way. That's not what you're called to be. And so he reminds them once again that he must suffer and die, give his life for us. The Father so loved us that he gave us his Son. And of course, we know that Jesus died, but at least gloriously rose from the dead. And so he reminds them once again that they must be servants. But also in the end of the gospel, he uses the word slave. And in today's world, we think of slave and servant maybe a little differently than they did at the time of Jesus. So we think of servant as someone that works for us, is obedient to us, but not in the same light as what a slave would be. But by definition, a slave is someone who is legal property of another and is forced to obey that person. And as he always does, Jesus turns the tables on the apostles and their way of thinking, that their glory is only going to be obtained by doing what Jesus did, by being the servant of all of us. And we're reminded of that at the Last Supper when Jesus washed the feet of the apostles. But to be a slave in today's world in the way that Jesus meant it was not quite the same as we might think of slavery, hopefully more in past times than in present times. But to be a slave, according to Jesus, we are legal property of our Father in heaven. It has nothing to do with the way things here are on earth. And to be a servant is to be a servant in charity and in love, not to be forced to do what our master asks us to do, but to do it out of total love, to give up what we give up in the world and dedicate what we do in total service and love for God and for our fellow man. And you may have seen the picture of Jesus with the crown of thorns dripping blood and the statement that says he died for something that he did not do because we did something that we will not die for. And so Jesus reminds us and hopes that we are reminded after every Mass that we remember that whole idea of being a servant, not a servant to the world, but a servant to our Lord.